This year we started, if you're here for the first or second time, we started this year with a sermon series, Meant for More, and we really inspired you. You know, you are meant for more. We went on to hearing God's voice. We spent four sermons on that, and then we pedaled around sonship, okay? And before I want to go into this, I just quickly want to say that sonship is a place where you know who you are before God. If I have to summarize it very broadly, that means that you are comfortable with who He made you to be, you're excited about it, and you're joyful to see who you are as you discover God. Now, that's great, and especially on an individual basis, we had to work for that. Now we're moving from sonship, which mostly is about you as an individual, and we're coming together, but we're putting the pieces together tonight. Especially with what is happening in our church the next few weeks. We're moving, guys. It's for some of us, not reality yet. We won't be coming here in four Sundays. And you know what? The other day I stood in the car park and I realized I'm actually going to miss this place in a way. Because you know what? When we started here, there was less than 20 people hanging around here. This has been a good place for us. God has blessed us in this space. Amen? So we thank Him for this. But we're moving on. And what does it mean for us that we're moving? And what does it mean for you? Please follow me here. Tonight, I promise I'm not going to be long because I want us to have a bit of us time there at the back. I walked to the back to fetch my laptop and I saw cake. Okay? And I decided, let's make the sermon short. I'm not praying for anyone after the service. If you want prayer, wait here. Someone else will come. I'm going... for the cake, okay. But back to the Bible. Let's check this out. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. That's the King James Version. Just another version. It says the same thing, just for you to express it or to receive it in two ways. Where there's no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. What does that mean? But blessed is he who keeps law. What does it mean to cast off restraint? Okay? What that verse is saying to us is that in your life, as you discover who you are and where you are going, God is going to give you vision. All right? That means you know where you are going. It includes stuff like God, you may be engaged. A part of your vision is that this person is on my journey to be married. It's a part of it. But it's way bigger than that. It's about who you are at heart and how He wants to use you. Okay, now, I can't give that to you in 5 minutes. That's why we have Foundation 3. Guys, wasn't that awesome? Oh, you guys were amazing. It's to help you discover who you are so that you may have a vision for yourself. All right, if you don't have a vision, what Scripture says is you cast off restraint. That means everything goes. If you don't have a plan, there is no plan. So, whatever. Do you want to do this? Sure. Do you want to do that? That's okay. Do you want to do this? Oh, maybe if I don't feel like it, I won't do it. You're just floating around, if you're honest about it. Doesn't sound too nice. Sorry, guys. Don't want to offend you. Sê net gou, ek is nie 'n floater. Okay. But this is the key where we're going tonight. Vian showed me something on his phone this week, and it's funny that he showed me. What does it say? It's okay to say no. Okay. On fire people for God, people that's growing in Christ, knows how to say no. Why? Because you can't do everything. If you aim to do everything, you're not going to fulfill your vision. All right? If God is saying you are going this way, you need to say no for invitations to go that way. Are you following me here? All right? Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. But what happens, you actually just go in a circle. Now, my heart for each one of you is to grow in Christ. To have a vision for your life. Okay, say, hey, listen, I want to be more like Jesus. I want to grow in this area in church or in that area in church. And what that means is you need to get into fellowship, into a small group, and start walking in a direction so that you can grow. With that vision comes the ability and the wisdom to say yes. You need a big yes for those things God's called you to, and it also means at times you will say no. Make sense? Okay, so Nehemiah is building the wall. In the Old Testament, there's a guy, a prophet called Nehemiah, and he is mandated to rebuild the wall around the city. And so the bad guys, okay, I'm not going to say that guy's name, it's a terrible name. He says, you're never going to fix that wall. Okay, his name is Sanballat. That's his name, you're wondering. The one that you shouldn't call your son. I know, always reminds me. So he says, you're never going to rebuild that wall. But God lays a vision on him. He says, Nehemiah, you build that wall. So they're building the wall, brick in one hand, sword in the other hand. Okay, focused. Now these guys, the bad guys, call them down to the plain. Come and meet us. We want to share something with you, it says. They just want to kill him, all right? But as the invitation comes, he says something very interesting that you must put in your heart for tonight. He says, I cannot come down because I am doing a great work. I'm sorry, I can't come. I am busy building the wall, which I am called to build. What about you? All right? What about you? Where are you building? Where's your hands busy? Listen, it's not about saying no. It's not to be negative out of heart. It's to have a big yes. All right? And if you have a big yes for God, you have restraint. I'm going in this. Hey, do you have a vision for your marriage? Single people, do you have a vision for your marriage? Who's single? Come on, hands up. Who's not married? Do you have a vision for your marriage? Do you have a vision for your marriage? Now, that vision, listen up, I'm not going to let you like stand up so that you can see one another. Just, okay? That vision for your marriage, write it down tonight. Exercise it. What you desire for your marriage, if it becomes a vision in your heart, it will determine how you date now. If you have no vision for marriage, you just go. You take it as it comes. Does that make sense? But as soon as a vision is imparted into your heart, this is the husband I want to be. Hey, this is the wife I want to marry. This is the type of dad I want to become one day. This is what I want to do for God. It suddenly creates a big yes to that. And to many things, there's a no. No, I don't do that anymore. I've got this vision for who I want to be as a husband. So sorry, guys, that's a no. You hear me? Where there is vision, there's restraint. Where there's no vision, everything goes. Are you with me? All right. Let's go on. Now, I'm going to read a few verses. I'm going to take it slow, and then I'll go back to what is important around this thing. And then we're going to pray. Ephesians 4. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. Okay? It's not as difficult as it looks. All it says is, when Christ became victorious, stuff were given to us. Gifts. All right? That's okay. Just keep that there. And he goes on. He ascended. It also means that he had also descended into the lower regions on earth. Let's roll on. He who descended is the one who also is ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. Now, those two verses are not important, but if you just took take a look at those two things, that he might fill all in all, right? Christ is supreme. But if you go one verse back, it says he gave gifts to men. So all I want you to see now is this God who fills everything, packages gifts, and he gives it to us. All right? Are you still with me? Let's go on. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers. What do we call that? It's the fivefold ministry. And we're not preaching on this tonight. We'll do it later this year if that is where the Holy Spirit leads us. I hope to do it. What you see there in verse 11 is five different types of ministry anointings that the Holy Spirit gives. All right? And they're all a bit different, but we're not going to go in them now. But just make a note if you have your notebook. Verse 11 is the five-fold ministry. It's the gifts of the Son. All right? To equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Why is these guys given? Why is there apostles? Why is there prophets? Why is there shepherds? Why is there evangelists? It's big words. Please don't worry about it if you're visiting. That's just different type of ministries. Why? To equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Who's the saints? Everyone. Everyone here that wants to follow Christ, you're a saint. Okay, a saint is not someone that is some other a spiritual guru, because sometimes we had that idea. No, a saint is someone that loves Jesus. That's it. Okay? But now the saint needs to grow, and they get equipped by the fivefold ministry. Let's go on. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness, by deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. Okay, now let's do this. If we can go to verse 8 quickly. Now I'm gonna go back up, and I'm gonna give you a few thoughts, and I'm gonna tell you where you fit in. Maurice, is that okay? What is that? Verse 8, please, Maurice. All right, it says He gave gifts to men. What are those gifts again? Help me here. It is the fivefold ministry. All right. Fivefold ministry, different types of people. What Paul is saying here is that the leaders in your life, all right, some of you are in this church, some of you are visiting us. If you're visiting us, welcome. It's awesome to have you here. But very important, every spiritual leader in your life, your small group leader, your pastor, your missions leader, right, is the gift they're talking about here. Christ comes and He gifts to the saints a gift. Apostle, evangelist, shepherd. The gift is your leader. Why? Because there's an us, and we're getting to that. There's an us blessing. Yes, there's a vision for your life, Rudy, and for you, Sunette. I won't touch your hair. Okay? But there's a vision for us. Okay? There's a vision for us. Jesus said, when you pray, Our Father. And when the leaders God have placed over a congregation or over a small group gets a vision and they lead, the blessing of the us comes into action. And the key thing is, when the movement gets blessed, when the church gets blessed, everyone gets blessed. Okay? You need to understand this. When the fivefold ministry, the leaders move and the church grows, you grow. Okay? When the church prosper, who is the church? It's us. You prosper. Okay? When the leadership of the church is healthy, you are healthy. So the key is for each and every one is, God, who did you make me? Who did you made me to be? Where do I fit in so that I can slot in with the us and find my place as this vision moves amongst the people? Where do you fit in? That's my question to you. What is your vision? What has He placed in you? Where do you fit in? Let me tell you what, this is not a bunch of loose strings. We are one. And there's an us blessing. I'm speaking a bit more to us who sons in this house. But take what you can as a visitor and keep it in your heart. Check this out. Why? Why is this so important? I'll tell you what. Verse 14, please. That's slide number 8. Why is it important for you to be connected to the us? Here it is. So that, put your name in. Okay? Werner, Pitti, Jan, Koos. Okay? So that your name will no longer act like children. Sounds a bit harsh. Be tossed to and fro by the waves, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Okay? The moment we plugged into the us, you are no longer just out there for destruction, for the enemy, just to come and hit you around and mess with your life. Are you tired of being messed around? Get connected. To Christ, number one, all right? And then to his body. Find a place where the leadership inspires you and plug in. If you say, that is, he sucks a bit, I don't like him, great. There's other good churches in this town. But wherever there's leaders that inspires you, plug in. Why? Because if you're tired of being tossed around, if you're tired of being carried away by every wind of doctrine, every opinion, everything someone says about you, tired of being waving around, get plugged in. You're not meant to stand alone, amen? And we are going somewhere. That's where I'm going to finish off tonight. Where are we going? Because we are one, it must be in all of our hearts, especially at this time. Are you tired of human cunningness? The schemes of people? All right? And you always find yourself at the wrong place, get plugged in. Come under the authority of a family who speaks blessing, who imparts a legacy, like we did this weekend. Theo is the smartest when it comes to that, but I'm going to try and explain something to you. Theo, can I try? And if I do well, if I'm going south, just go like. But let me tell you something about yourself. Right now, you're planted somewhere. Even if in your own mind you feel, I'm not really actually anywhere, you are planted somewhere. Maybe you just planted a bad place. Okay. Now, something is being given to you in your heart at this moment. It's called legacy. It's something that comes into your heart. Okay, and as we learned this weekend when we did the Scores Foundation 3, is your father is actually meant to impart legacy into your heart. And he does it. It might be a bad legacy, it might be a good one. If you're tired of being tossed to and fro by the wind, you don't know where you fit in, you need to get to a place where legacy gets imparted into you. Where you find your feet, where you get valued for who God made you to be and celebrate it. So that you can start living, not surviving. Those things don't happen by itself. So Jesus overcomes and he gifts leaders to help us so that we can plug in. Does that make sense? I want to go on. Like I said, I'm not going to be long tonight. I just want to drop something in our spirits. Normally I've got 5 points to something. Tonight is a bit different. It's just open your heart. Okay, let something happen here. I want to ask you, what is the special thing that God wants to do through you? What is that special thing? What is your shape? We've spoken about it endless this year. What did he place in you? Don't keep it there. If it stays in, it stinks. Okay? It must come out. What is that thing in you? Because you know what? If we take hands, if we do this together, we're going to change this town, people. But I must say, I'm coming tonight from a place that I think we're actually very much in unity. I think we're very much connected. If you think I'm the only person that is fully employed by the church, I come here, everything is done, people serve, love, and embrace people, we're doing well. Let's step it up. Let's go all the way. Amen? What is your special gift? Bring it out. If you don't know exactly where you fit in, if you're not 100% sure where you can work miracles for God, get into a small group, you'll figure it out. Because you know what, maybe you've never sat next to someone in a small group that is in a certain way, because you've always been isolated, for example, from certain types of people, until you connect with them and you realize, but hey, I minister so well to such and such. Maybe you've never been in contact with someone that has nothing to eat for the last 3 days. And then you get to a soup kitchen and something comes alive. And you're like, wow, just to give a piece of bread and soup, this is my ministry. I can change lives here. Get into a small group, get connected, so that you can discover what He has placed in you. Maybe you don't even know it, but you may be so skilled at just explaining the word to someone, just explaining a scripture. You may be so skilled when you tell what God has done in your life that people get inspired. And then they go home and they also trust God for miracles. What is your special thing? Because I'm going to be honest, we're going to need it. We're going to need it in the next month. We're going to need all hearts, all hands to bring that special thing in you on the table. Are you with me tonight? Just tik iemand and say, she bay mo. Is you verloren? I want to share with you just three promises that came through intercession. So now you say, okay, we talk about the us. And so maybe your question is, okay, but where are we going? Here's where we're going. This is what God has told us. Slide number 9, please. Just before we got an open door at the Kiro place, this is a scripture we prayed through at intercession, and the Holy Spirit said to us, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. All right? Isn't that exciting? Randy will spring, I can see. But now this is how this works. If God's going to do it in us, and it's going to happen, guys, be ready, because He's going to do a miracle in your life. So I want to say to each one of you, enlarge the place of your tent. And let the curtains of your habitation be stretched out. Be ready to grow. Be ready to expect the unexpected. Are you ready for something amazing to happen in your life? Listen, this is not prosperity gospel, okay? Let me tell you what. God is the most precious being you can have in your life. When He comes, it changes all. You will be blessed. But let me tell you what. He's taking us to a place of being stretched out to grow. If you're plugged in, the same happens in your life. What's your special gift? Where do you want to make a difference? Estelle, do you just want to stand up for a second and smile for everyone? I'm not going to say that you're single, so don't worry. Now, Estelle, I just want to say that Estelle is kind of the mastermind, and just before I forget, of what we're doing at Kiro. So if anyone wants to talk to her, if you want to help someone, just find her. She's a lot taller than Rudy, so you will spot her. So find her and ask her what you can do. Thank you. I just had to do that. Enlarge the place of your tent, guys. So guys, I want to say to us leaders, Bates, Theo, Wari, Cornell, everyone, we're going to be stretched now. Carly, everyone, we're going to be stretched in the next while. It's not just moving. God's going to stretch our faith and He's going to bless us. But for each one of you, are you ready? What are you standing in faith for in your own life? It's time to stretch it, guys. It's time to take hold of it. It's time to have a vision. It's for too long that maybe you desire this one thing, but you haven't you're casting off restraint. It's time to allow what God has placed in your heart so that your hand meets your heart. Okay? What is He speaking to you? Put restraint. Move in your vision. All right? Because good intentions takes you where? Nowhere. But when you respond to God's promise with your hands and your heart, stuff starts to happen. Amen? I'm holding on to this as we go into the next season. Next verse. This has been the verse of this church before it was planted. Arise and shine, for your light has come. We're having a bit of a family time here. Is everyone okay with that? Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. Listen, there's a lot of darkness in this town, if we're really honest. Hey, I'm optimistic, but let me tell you what. There's a lot of darkness here. It's the truth. Amen? There's a lot of broken hearts. There's a lot of broken families. There's a lot of lonely people. There's a lot of hungry people. All right? Darkness shall cover the earth and thick darkness of people. But the Lord will arise upon us. But the same is true for you. What is God placed in you? Arise and shine. All right? Don't be shy. Don't look at someone else and say, oh, but that person is so good. That person is not you. Okay? You are different. But there's something in you and we want it to come out. So put your hand up. Say, Lord, it's time for me to light up this thing in me. All right? To rise and shine. Okay? Because if you love Jesus tonight, you've got something to give. You've got light to give. Your light covers a certain part of darkness in this town and people will come to your light. It's interesting. Let me tell you something that's true. Someone that meets the Lord tonight, okay, a new believer, generally leads more people to Christ than someone that served Him for a long time. Why? Because the light has gone on in a dark place. It's so difficult for me at this stage to connect easily to people who don't know the Lord. I've been a pastor for 5 years. That's why I play rugby. I want to make friends with everyone, all right? But normally when someone comes in through that door that don't know the Lord and they change, the church grows because the light has been lit. And there's people, oh, whoa, whoa, you change. You're not the same. Let me tell you what, He's so good to me. He's changed my life. At this stage, I don't feel I know God long enough to explain a lot of stuff to you, so just come to church with me. And then more people change. Isn't that amazing? Arise and shine, for your light has come. But I want to say this for some of us that's been knowing the Lord for longer than a year or 2 years. Sometimes you need to shift your light a bit, all right? Okay, sometimes it's been stagnant at one place. Just move it to where it's dark, all right? So in the spirit, we're actually moving our venue, all right? We're moving our place of worship, but we also trust God for a move in the spirit. We pray that as a light, we will move and more people will see the light and come and be changed. Amen? And my prayer is the same for you. Awesome. Last scripture for the evening. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. This year, the whole year, we've been talking about this. God has been saying this over and over. And so we, though many, we are one body in Christ, and individual members of one another. All right? We need one another, and I love that. You know what I love? I love coming to church, sitting somewhere before the service starts, and I just see people bringing out what's in them. Let me tell you what, some of you won't know this, especially us guys, because we think food just appears when our mom has been slaving away the whole day. But let me tell you what, those cakes didn't appear there. Boom. Okay. Someone took time. Someone went and bought them. And placed them beautifully so that we can enjoy it. Someone packed the cup, someone washed them. Marius today, while we were practicing, no one sees Marius, everyone sees us on the stage singing and having a joy. Marius packs every single chair because he's a perfectionist. I get like, okay. But we just come in the chairs here. I love it when I see that. I realize sometimes I'm a super sub, okay? So I come and I play the drum when Hammer's not here. So I don't really prepare. I just hit the drum. But these guys prepare. Let me tell you what. There's a gift that's being stirred, even at home. And it just overflows. Isn't that amazing? That excites me. Who's going on the first mission team? Quickly stand up. I want to honor you guys. Quickly stand up. First Zim team. Okay? Look at these guys, all right? They are taking their leave to go and serve a little church with a white pastor in a black church in Zimbabwe. And they're going to go and love them. Isn't that what God wants? In this country right now, foreigners are being killed, marginalized. We're going to go and love in a foreign country. That's what God calls us to do. So we want to honor you. Let's give them a clap, guys. Just sit down. Okay? Apparently they're going to make a great movie clip and they'll give us good feedback. But we are here to shine a light. And even on that team, you're all different. You fit in somewhere. Isn't that true? Hanu is the leader. He's going to be a great missions leader. I know it. Amen? Where do you fit in, guys? What do you have to give? Let's finish off. You can stand up tonight. That must be a record. We want your gift. I'm not coming here tonight and trying to take a corner to get everyone excited. I'm telling you straight up, we need your gift. Where we're going is uncharted territory. We may have our first service and we may realize, oh, we are out of our depth. This place works like this. It's so much different. We need your gift. But let me tell you what, Sukunda needs you. Sukunda needs you. We need each and every one of us needs to turn our heart to the lost at this time and invite, encourage, hug people, love people, pray for people. Amen? Lives are going to change through you. So let's pray together. Father, I want to thank you that you are doing such an amazing work in our lives. Lord, there was a few people 6 or 7 years ago, Lord, who allowed the light to shine, Lord. And people came and more came and more came, Lord. And here we are. What if we go out, Lord, and we give you everything we've got? What if we go, Lord, and we bring you our fishes and our bread and we say, Lord, this seems so terribly small, but just do something with it, Lord. What if we don't have fear, Lord, and just trust you with joy and smiles and just jump, Lord? What if we walk a road we've never walked before, Lord? Do amazing work in us, Lord.